And our Lord was pacified. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, the epistle of today tells us about the Israelites and the golden calf. If you remember from your Bible, after God had given Moses the Ten Commandments, Moses stayed at the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. He spent that time without food and in prayer, little bit like we fast during Lent for 40 days. And Moses was instructed by God about making of the tabernacle and the worship of God. But while Moses was gone, something horrible took place at the Israelites' camp in the desert. The Israelites went to Moses' brother Aaron and asked him to make a god for them. They used Moses' absence as an excuse, but they really were just looking for an easy religion which would satisfy their desire for all kinds of pleasures and also not giving them hard commandments to follow. Aaron hoped to persuade the people away from their sin. He calculated that the people would give up their desire for an idol if he would told them to bring him the golden earrings they had. But this crave for an idol proved stronger than their love of treasures, and so the Israelites brought their rings to Aaron. He was afraid that they might kill him if he offered resistance, so Aaron accepted the rings and made a golden calf, the same kind of idol as the Egyptians had worshipped. Aaron became therefore himself guilty of their idolatry, and he even built an altar on which the Israelites sacrificed burnt offerings and began to eat and drink and dance, just like the pagan Egyptians. Meanwhile, God interrupted Moses' prayer and fasting and told him about the idolatry. God said that the Israelites had committed such a horrible sin that they would not be forgiven. God said he would kill them all. But Moses asked mercy for his countrymen. If all the Israelites would be killed, why would any pagan see that God is a merciful God who forgives sins? So Moses prayed, "Let thine anger cease, and be pacified upon the wickedness of thy people." And God gave the people a second chance, and he was pacified, thanks of the prayer of Moses. Moses then came down from the mountain with the two tables of stone where God had written his commandments. When Moses heard the shouts of the people and saw them dance before the golden calf, he dashed the tables to the ground and broke them to pieces. Then he took the calf, burnt it, and beat it to powder. Many people were killed in punishment of their idolatry, but thanks of the intercession of Moses, the Israelite nation was saved. Children, we learn a lot from this narrative. We first of all see how terrible sin idolatry is. The Israelites were most ungrateful and faithless to God because God had saved them from slavery of Egypt and had given them his Ten Commandments. And now the Israelites broke the first and most important of the commandments. Also, we learn that we can never give in to the temptations to sin, like Aaron did, because we eventually will end up sinning ourselves. And finally, that sin truly deserves to be rebuked and punished. Moses was very angry when he saw people worshipping the golden calf. If you love God, children, like Moses did, you cannot stay indifferent when you see him being offended. Or if you see someone, maybe your own friend or family member, sinning against God, you need to warn him and tell that his sins are bringing God's anger upon him. We must first of all, of course, be repentant of our own sins. Then we need to prevent sin whenever we can. Then we need to punish those who are sinning, if we have the authority to do so, like parents have when they are punishing their children. And also, we need to pray for the conversion of all sinners. I also want to point out to you how important it is to use a Catholic Bible when you read the sacred scripture. It says in the Bible that after Moses' prayer, our Lord was pacified or appeased. The Protestant versions, like King James, say that our Lord repented the evil he had thought to do for the Israelites. I come from a Protestant country and remember wondering this Bible passage as a child, that how can God repent something since he obviously cannot sin? Of course he cannot, but the Protestants wanted to make it look like that God had just changed his mind, because they cannot stand the idea that Moses or the other saints in heaven, like Blessed Virgin Mary, could intercede or pacify our Lord with their prayers. And instead of changing their doctrine to a Catholic one, the Protestants simply changed the Bible. One famous Protestant teacher named Calvin went so far in defending his own doctrine that he even condemned Moses' intercession because, so he said, Moses was hindering God's justice to prevail. In Calvin's mind, all the sinners should have perished in the desert. But you children need to remember that God's justice and mercy always go hand in hand. If you take away mercy, you'll only be left with his anger. And if you take away God's justice, like Aaron did when making the golden calf, that leads to the acceptance of sin. Protestants also hated the sacrifice of the Mass. And do you know why? Because Holy Mass is what is called a propitiatory sacrifice, meaning it pacifies God's anger because we offer in the Mass the same holy sacrifice which Jesus offered on the cross to redeem all our sins. So children, stay away from idols because they bring you a terrible punishment from God. Idolatry is not only worshipping statues. If anyone loves a created thing more than he loves God, he is guilty of idolatry. And never forget that the best way to pacify God's anger is to pray his forgiveness, especially by attending the holy sacrifice of the Mass, and ask Mary and all God's friends and saints in heaven to pray for you and pacify God, like Moses did for the sake of the Israelites. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.